Time now for the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Saturday morning, University Showcase shines the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. It's the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's your host, the voice of TSU Athletics, Greg Pogue.
Well, good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Welcome in our two-hour broadcast block right here from Bongo Java Hotel, Omni Nashville Hotel, rather, the Bongo Java Roasting. Crazy Charlie's right here producing on site. Jonathan Najjar, he is back in our studios. University Showcase, we spotlight the athletic programs at Trevecca University, Tennessee State University, and Ohio Valley Conference. Next hour, 101 with Greg Pogue right here at Bongo Java. He's formerly the sports editor for the Tennessean and all of its USA Today properties in the state of Tennessee, and soon will be head of USA Today Sports, moving up to Reston, Virginia, in charge of all of the Gannett sports properties nationwide. So we'll talk with Dave Ammenhauser here in a little while. Trevecca, first on the clock, always keeping you up to date with what's going on sports in seasons. You can go to TNUTrojans.com to find out everything going on there, all the social media platforms for everybody over there. Men's basketball, first-year coach Omar Mance, 2-18, 2-13 in GMAC last Saturday, fell 70-57 to Cedarville University Thursday, fell 84-46 at Walsh University. Today, these are doubleheaders with the men and the women. At Malone University Thursday, hosting Alderson Broadus, and then Saturday hosting Davis and Elkins over at the Trojan Fieldhouse. Women's basketball, Coach Chad Hibden, 10-13 overall, 9-8 in the GMAC last Saturday, fell 71-60 to Cedarville University, and then Thursday fell 75-55 at Walsh University. And, of course, we just told you those doubleheaders today and Thursday and Saturday for both the men and the women. Baseball, Coach Ryan Schmaltz's team got off to a 3-0 start, hosting this weekend the Trojan Classic. Last week they swept the three-game series at Montevallo down in Alabama, but yesterday home opener fell 5-3 to Lewis University. And back at it today as well. Softball, Coach Ben Tyree's team is 3-3, opened up at the University of Alabama Huntsville Chill Out Classic last Saturday. Beat Missouri St. Louis 9-1, fell to Delta State 8-7, and this weekend hosting the Music City Invitational out in Hendersonville. Yesterday fell 12-4 to Illinois Springfield, beat Rockhurst University 13-8. Today, Davenport University at noon, Missouri University S&T at 2, and then Friday they go up to Evansville for the Midwest region crossover with that. So that's going on there. And men and women track and field team last weekend competed at the Bulldog Invitational. And next Friday, well, this coming Friday and next Saturday, the GMAC Championships up at the University of Findlay in Ohio. Well, our guest this morning from Trevecca, back on the show, he is the director of golf, the men's and women's head coach at Trevecca, David Head. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, I was just, as I was bundling up in this morning, and just nothing made me think about maybe playing 9 or maybe 18 this morning.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a rough weather, rough spring weather-wise so far, but we've been getting out there, and the kids are working hard and having to play in some rainy weather and some cold weather, but they're working hard, and I guess that's what we get this time of year.
Right, I was going to say it's February. I mean, you we're talking about every February with this. I know you guys open, what, at the Badger Invitational, February 25th and 26th, so not this weekend, the coming weekend down in Mobile. So I think both your men and women's teams are down at that, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So we're leaving next Sunday morning, a week from tomorrow, I guess. And like I said, we've been preparing the last 4 or 5 weeks and doing what we need to do to be prepared for our first tournament. And sometimes, we try to go south, get some warm weather, but a little bit later on in the spring, we're going north several times. And so we have to prepare this time of year. And regardless of what the weather is, we have to be prepared to play in it. So we've been getting out there working hard, like I said.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. David Head, he is the director of golf at Trevecca. Let's talk about the men's team first. Coming off one of your or maybe the best fall seasons ever, and right now the expectations, this is high as this team's been ranked point-wise heading into the spring. Just tell me about your men's team.
Yeah, we had a great fall. You know, historically that's something that's we've just kind of let our guard down or whatever. I can't really put my finger on why we haven't performed as well in the fall, historically speaking. But this past fall, we had a great fall season led by my, you know, I had actually three or four really good, strong players, performances all throughout the fall. Larkin Whittemore, who's a senior this year. Ryan Rozick from Florida is a transfer, a junior college transfer. And Blaine Turner from right here in Mount Juliet. You know, those guys are solid. And, you know, they played great. They had a great fall. All of them had great, strong tournaments, just about every single tournament. And really put us in a good position to, if we do what we're capable of doing this spring, to help us accomplish a lot of the goals that we have for ourselves. So I'm excited about the spring season upcoming. But, you know, the fall has really set us up to be in a good position.
Well, also with the, you would mention the spring, it's always pretty cool that you every year get to host your own deal. And this year, what, out at, back out at, what, Old Hickory again, right, with the men?
Well, the women play at Old Hickory in the fall, and this year
right.
The men are going to be playing at Hermitage.
Oh, okay. That's in Old Hickory.
Yeah, that's right. Mike Eller and his group out there have been great to us, and Hermitage is a great golf course. It's a great venue to host a college golf tournament, and we've had it there in the past, and our field is sold out. We announced that we're going to be doing it back at Hermitage. Schools from all over the upper Midwest are just dying to come to Nashville, but they really like Hermitage as well, and so that was kind of a no-brainer for us to get it set up out there. So we're looking forward to it.
And playing the General's Retreat, too, which is obviously the newer of the 218s, and quite a bit longer.
Well, they've got, you know, the General's is where we're playing, and they've got
right.
The Bermuda grass greens. And so, you know, we feel that might be a little bit of an advantage for us because we putt on Bermuda grass greens more so than some of those competitors from up north get to do. So we're looking forward to having maybe that kind of a home course advantage. But, yeah, the General's Retreat, fantastic golf course. And like I said, the kids, the young men from not only my team but also from all the other schools that are coming down to play really enjoy that golf course.
Yeah, it's and everybody likes to get to Nashville too. They may say it's golf, but you know what? It's the total package with that. Hey, you're talking about, you know, getting ready here as you head up, you know, for your first tournament. We'll head down to Mobile. How do you go through the process? This is for the men and the women of determining. I guess you put five out there. Is that's sort of the competition within the team, right?
That's right. We go through a qualifying process, basically a tournament within our team. I have eight men's players and six women's players, and only five from each team get to travel. And so there's a tournament within the team members to see who the traveling five are going to be. So that's what we've been doing for the last four, five, 6 weeks, trying to narrow that down, trying to identify who's playing the best at this particular moment in time. And like I said, I've got it's very competitive on the men's side. All eight guys are pushing one another, which is exactly what you want. You don't want the top five guys just knowing that they're going to be able to go and they don't have any motivation because there's nobody behind them pushing. And that's not the case this year. All eight guys are participating and competing hard, and they want that spot. So looking forward to seeing how that's going to end up on Monday. And then the same thing on the women's side. I've got the last four, five, 6 weeks, we've been going at it and competing hard, and those girls are dying for that spot to be able to go down to Mobile and hopefully get out of some cold weather here and enjoy some nice warm weather down there. And, of course, they all like to travel and miss that class time, and that could be part of the motivation for them. So.
David Head, he's director of golf, Trevecca, the men's and women's golf coach. The women, let's talk a little bit about there. I guess what? No seniors, but some strong junior leadership. Lexi Shaw, Bryn Craven, Tegan Perry. So I know you want to be success now, but you got a little bit this year and next year with these upperclassmen.
I do. Yeah, Lexi and Bryn and Tegan, they've been with me, obviously, for this, the third year now, and they've been great. Lexi's got a great chance as an individual to possibly make it to postseason play this coming spring. So we're working hard. She's working hard. I want to try to put her in a position come the last tournament of the year where she can, you know, maybe potentially earn that spot as an individual into the regions. We've had some success in the past with that, and so we kind of know where she needs to be. And so we're working hard this time of year to get her prepared. But Bryn and Tegan do a great job as well. And I've got some young ones too. I've got Valeria Vargas and Sophie Vinson and Madeline Hembry, and I'm excited about a recruit that I've got coming in for next year from Tampa, Florida as well. So, yeah, this year, you know, it's maybe a tiny bit of a rebuilding year for us, but I think next year and the years to come, we're setting ourselves up to have a pretty good team. So we're excited about that.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. David Head, Trevecca, director of golf. And I know now that you're a builder. and you have a dream. That would be an on-campus indoor practice facility, hitting bays, indoor putting green, meeting rooms. And I know the fundraising process. And I figure you, obviously, what a great recruiting tool and how cool this would be for Trevecca. But you want to expand it out a little bit more when this facility does come online. I've got the faith in you, David. Is it go get Johnny Moore to strike that check. You know, he's packing like a mining mule. Go up to Bowling Green and get some money from your former MTSU coach, okay?
That's right.
But tell me what you want to do.
Well, you know, any coach wants to take his program to the next level. And, you know, I think this opportunity that we have at Trevecca, like I said, we're in the fundraising stages of it. We're also, you know, getting out there and starting to talk to some folks about, you know, what this could really look like. And you know, what an opportunity to do something for the current student-athletes to for their game improvement, but also the recruiting piece would be huge. If you have a nice facility, and a lot of the other golf programs that we compete against have something similar to this. And so in order for us to stay competitive, we need to have an on-campus indoor golf practice facility. We are one of two sports at Trevecca that have to leave campus to go practice. We don't have a golf course on campus, so we have to leave campus to go to a golf course. And in order to be able to have something on campus where they can hang out, where they can get some extra practice in after dark or early in the morning before classes or whenever, I think it would do wonders for our current student athletes and really help our program improve. And so we're excited about what we want to do, and now we're just trying to find the money and figure out how to get it all done. So,
well, bang the drum. That's what you're doing, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one other thing, you know, there's so many other things that you can do with a facility like that on campus. And you know, so obviously, selfishly, I would want to have a facility for my golf team. But, you know, there's other things that you can do with it. And so we're excited to potentially host some junior clinics in the summertime. And, you know, I had a vision. You know, you've heard the acronyms for golf, and we won't repeat them here. But the best one I've ever heard in my entire life is GOLF, God Offers Love and Forgiveness. So I would love to do some sort of golf ministry like that and use that facility for a purpose, you know, that's bigger and better than just for Trevecca Golf, you know.
You know, I was trying to think all the acronyms of golf to fit my game, and you're right. We can't talk about that right here. You're right, David. David, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Good luck this spring. Obviously, through this show, we're on all the way through May. Every Saturday morning, we'll be always talking about what's coming up with your program, results, and everything. And then we look forward to visit with you again a little bit later on in the season. Thank you, David.
Greg, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. David Head, he is the Trevecca director of golf. Moved over from MTSU and, of course, was a standout golfer. His father was like a national champion back at MTSU. And Johnny Moore, we mentioned him, the longtime, just really legendary MTSU golf coach, coached him. And so many people in these parts just know what Johnny Moore meant to the local golf scene. All right, hey, what are we doing? University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. Crazy Charlie is producing on site. Jonathan Najjar back in the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. And after this break, OVC, the AD at Tennessee Tech, Mark Wilson, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Nothing's more Tennessee than Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, Chattanooga, and Columbia, Tennessee. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try the shrimp and grits hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
When looking at schools for my MBA, I found that affordability and flexibility were most important for me. At Trevecca University, I found exactly what I was looking for. With no GMAT required, I was able to jump right into classes with a wide variety of students that enhanced my learning. My professors were readily available, and the small class sizes created a great environment for me to learn and grow.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Mead. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at SamSportsGrill.com.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a Pac-12 showdown from the farm as the Stanford Cardinal hosts the UCLA Bruins. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as these two Pac-12 powerhouses collide. Can the Cardinal hold home court, or will the Bruins get the road victory? It's Stanford and UCLA. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:45 live on Nashville Sports Radio.
It's University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We are at Bongo Java, spotlighting the athletic programs every Saturday morning at Tennessee State, Trevecca, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. Before we get to our OVC guest here in just a few moments, let you know what's going on with basketball. Down to the stretch drive after today. Only two more weeks in the regular season. On the men's side, Belmont and Murray State tied at 11-2, but Belmont holds the tiebreaker there with the win over the Racers. Austin-Peay, Jacksonville State tied for third at 10-3. Then you got a gaggle. Eastern Illinois in fifth, Moorhead State in sixth, Tennessee State in seventh, and you got Eastern Kentucky, UT Martin, SIUE, all there battling for that. On the women's side, Belmont 12-1, a two-game lead over Tennessee Tech. Of course, Belmont's only loss was to Tennessee Tech earlier this season at the Kerb Events Center, and that snapped a 46 OVC win streak, regular season, postseason for the Bruins. UT Martin 9-4, as is Moorhead State. Austin-Peay 7-6, and then you got like the rest of the field within two games of each other heading down the stretch. Just check the local listings, but all of these games are our daytime doubleheaders or daytime-nighttime doubleheaders, but UT Martin at SIUE, SEMO at Eastern Illinois, Austin-Peay at Moorhead State, Murray State at Eastern Kentucky, TSU at Jacksonville State, and then Belmont at Tennessee Tech tonight. Those are men-women doubleheaders. Well, hey, Crazy Charlie, I tell you, Mark Wilson's come over and he's done the one-on-one show right here at Bongo Java, which comes up next hour. He's been on this show. He's been on my weekly show. And I yet to have got a P.O. box to send an invoice to Tennessee Tech. But anyway, Mark Wilson, he is the athletic director. Back with us once again. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Our box is box 5057, Cooksville, Tennessee, 38505. You can send me a voice, Greg. That's fair.
It's too much fun having you on. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent. Hope you all are this morning as well.
Yeah. How's things on the plateau?
Things are going really well. Of course, the big basketball game tonight hosting Belmont, so really looking forward to that. And we know that the Belmont women's basketball team, they have just been so stellar for so many years now, and to beat them at their place earlier in the year, we know they're coming up here for revenge tonight. So it's going to certainly be a tough challenge.
Well, and the job that you're women's coach Kim Rosman. Kim's we became friends when she was the longtime assistant here at Vanderbilt, and what she's done over there, and I've known Allison Clark since she was a kid, and I tell you this, I'm TSU because obviously that's I do their games and their coaches shows, but I pull for Tech. You, Kim, you know, Dwayne, the new football coach, we'll talk about that as well. Him back in Cookeville after that. But first with Kim, the job she's done there is really bringing Tech back, because for many, many years under Bill Worrell, Tech was the class of the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kim has done a phenomenal job. And really, I give her great credit in such a short period of time of reestablishing the culture of women's basketball at Tennessee Tech. And you know, a great young woman that she recruits that really fit our institution, that work hard, that play for each other. We have no stars. We play as a team. There's somebody that has to step up every night for Tennessee Tech to win a basketball game. And she and her staff have just done a remarkable job. And you know, I think back to the Jacksonville State game. You know, it was an ugly game on Thursday night. But somehow, as a team, they found a way to grind out a win. And I think that has to do with the culture of the program and the quality of the student athletes. When things were not going well, you know, they didn't get down. They didn't get on each other. They just kept playing and doing their best. And I think that's a great tribute that she has done. And you think about it, we're still really a young program. And the majority of our student athletes are freshmen and sophomores. And I can say that from my perspective as an athletic director, we're ahead of where I thought we would be at this tenure of her being our head coach. And I'm so pleased. And I just hope and pray that we can keep her in Cookeville and at Tennessee Tech for a long, long time.
Hey, Mark Wilson, he is our guest. He's the director of athletics at Tennessee Tech University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. He is our OVC segment guest this morning. And, you know, I mentioned bringing back Dwayne Alexander. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a nice word to say about him. And, man, he bleeds Tennessee Tech. And I just saw where his incoming signing class was at one service, had it ranked number two in the OVC.
Yes, I think it was the Hero Sports had it ranked number two behind Jacksonville State. And I think he's taken the same approach that Kim has taken. You know, he understands that for us to be successful, it's really about us you know, recruiting high school student athletes, developing them in our program, and when they get to be, you know, juniors and seniors, having really, really solid classes there, then to start to backfill them with freshmen and sophomores. So his first year, which was a really quick, you know, transition, he had a really good signing class. This year he went for kind of more meeting the needs of the program that we needed defensively and offensively, and had some stellar recruits. He's recruiting character. He's recruiting kids that are high academic achieving. A lot of walk-ons that want to be engineers, that want to be at Tennessee Tech. So we're doing a remarkable job. And you are absolutely correct. He bleeds purple and gold, and that was really important to us as we went through the hiring process. We wanted somebody that really wanted to be at Tennessee Tech, that had so much pride in Tennessee Tech that was just going to filter throughout the entire program. And we had that in Dwayne Alexander. We had that with the staff that he assembled. You know, we have a few alums on the staff. We've got a couple coaches that had coached here previously that are back on the staff. So he has really done a remarkable job. And then I think the quality of his coaches and himself, that showed through in this recruiting signing class that he had.
Mark Wilson, athletic director at Tennessee Tech. You are the OVC athletic director's liaison to the OVC golf coaches. What does that mean?
Well, basically, when they have issues or challenges or concepts that they may want to change in golf and the Ohio Valley Conference, is that it's my job to listen to them, to hear them, and to take that back when we have the big AD meetings and to have the group meetings. So not only are they talking to their individual ADs on their campuses about the issues and challenges of their specific sport, and every sport in the OVC has a liaison like that, but my job is to listen to them, to hear them, to take concerns that the AD has or things we want them to address as a sport, for them to work on that, and for me to take things back to the AD group as well and be an advocate for the things that they desire.
Mark Wilson with us, AD at Tennessee Tech. Now, Mark, 15 years, right at 15 years, about 2004, your first year there, so 15 years in. Tell me some things that you're really proud of. Maybe not, I'm not saying you're satisfied, but that you're really happy came about. And tell me some things you really want to do.
I am really, really pleased with the continued academic success of our student-athletes and the coaches that we have. You know, education, athletics as part of education, it's a people business. And, you know, it starts with the quality of the people that we have. And that's our student athletes and our coaches. And we have excellent coaches that represent Tennessee Tech, that do things the right way, that recruit the right kind of young men and young women to Tennessee Tech. So I'm pleased with academics, pleased with coaches. You know, I'm pleased with some of the pockets of success, great success we've had. I mean, tennis has been so successful over the history of Tennessee Tech, and our current coach, Kenny Doyle, has had great success. Of course, baseball's magical run last year, winning the Ohio Valley Conference regular season championship, losing in the tournament championship, but then having an opportunity to be the first ever at-large selection to the NCAA baseball championships from the OVC, you know, winning an NCAA regional, winning the Oxford Regional, and then going to be the first ever OVC team to go to the Super Regional was just tremendous. And we have a great new head coach in Justin Holmes. And he got his first win yesterday at the start of the baseball season, beat Western Illinois here at the Busch Stadium at the Averett Express Baseball Complex by a score of 3-2. Got his first win as a head coach. So we've got a lot of great coaches doing great things. Our cross-country and track program, Wayne Angel, has really stepped up and developed us a really strong track and cross-country program. And last year, they won their first ever indoor and outdoor championships. And just the indoor championships of this week in Birmingham. So we go in as the defending champion, and that's a great thing. Things that we want to continue to accomplish at Tennessee Tech is facility work. We still have some significant facility needs. Our facilities are aging, as are many across the Ohio Valley Conference. Specifically at Tucker Stadium, we have plans to redevelop Tucker Stadium, and we're trying to fundraise and find the financial resources to do that and do some of the projects like other people in our league have done, like Jacksonville State and Austin Peay, UT Martin, Eastern Kentucky, that have all made significant improvements. And then we have plans for baseball, tennis, all of our facilities, just to try to keep them up so we can provide the very, very best student athlete experience that that we can provide. And I can tell you, we are so blessed. I'm so blessed as an athletic director just to have a great president and Dr. Phil Oldham, who really understands the value of intercollegiate athletics and the higher education environment, loves our student athletes, loves our teams, is our number one cheerleader. It's a misty, cold, rainy day yesterday, and he's out there for the opening baseball game. So that's just a phenomenal, presidential support.
Well, and you've introduced me to him a few times, and then also I've had a chance to have some conversations with him as well. And, not saying that any others are, but he's about as approachable as any university president I've ever met. He's just a good old down-to-earth guy.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
So, you got a little basketball action tonight, doubleheader, Belmont, and then on to Evansville here. And I tell you what, you look at the bottom half of the men's side, who knows who's going to come out of that. There's really a separation, Belmont, Murray State, Austin Peay, Jacksonville State. And then the next eight teams, you just throw them in a hat, basically.
Yeah, we've got some work to do. You know, we're down there in the basement at the current time, and we've got to dig out here over the next five games, and it starts tonight against Belmont, and Coach Payne and those young men, they're working hard and working to improve, and we just need to find a way to win some ball games down the stretch. We've lost some tight ball games that I think we all feel like we should have won and wish we would have won, but now we've got a long road in front of us to make it to Evansville on the men's side. And we've got to do that tonight against a very, very good Belmont team. And, of course, Coach Bird has a history at Tennessee Tech and in Cookeville, and we have great respect for the job that he's done. And we know that they're going to be a great foe tonight, and we're just going to try to upset them. And we almost pulled the upset against Murray State a couple weeks ago, and we're going to try to finish that and pull the upset against Belmont tonight.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Yeah, the invoice will be you picking up a tab in Cookeville one of these days, okay?
I'll be happy to do that. I got some great local restaurants I'd love to take you to.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure. See you, buddy.
Thank you, Greg. See you soon. Take care.
All right, Mark Wilson, athletic director up at Tennessee Tech, as good as an AD there is, seriously. All right, let's take a break. It is University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java, spotlighting the athletic programs throughout the Ohio Valley Conference and Trevecca, and up next, Tennessee State University right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
I went to college right after high school and never finished. After 30 years, I finally went back, finished my degree, and fulfilled my dream. I was full of fear, but with Trevecca University's affordability, flexibility, and support, I overcame that fear. I'm proud to now have a bachelor's and a master's degree. Listen, I did it, and so can you.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk, live music 7 days a week, and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena, only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Nothing's more Tennessee than Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, Chattanooga, and Columbia, Tennessee. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try the shrimp and grits hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit PuckettsGrocery.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Jimmy Johnson took home the win at the Clash from Daytona over the weekend, and William Byron sits on the pole for the Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here as 2019 kicks off with a bang.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Welcome back in, Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java University Showcase, spotlighting the programs throughout the High Valley Conference, Tennessee State University, and Trevecca, TSU on the clock right now. Go to TSUTigers.com to find out everything about that, all the social media platforms, Twitter, and all of that stuff. Keeping you up to date with what's going on with sports in season, men's basketball. Coach Penny Collins, teams 8-17, 5-8 in the OVC last Saturday, fell 75-65 at Eastern Kentucky to snap a three-game winning streak. And then Thursday, tough loss to Belmont. Very competitive game, 77-67 at Gentry Center. Today at Jacksonville State, 7 o'clock on 102.1 FM, Albert Dawson and myself on the call there. Thursday and Saturday, 5:30 and 7:30, women, men, doubleheader. Thursday, SIUE, and then Saturday, Eastern Illinois. All four of those games, the two doubleheaders, the doubleheader Thursday, the doubleheader Saturday, all four of those games next week will be on 102.1 FM. Women's basketball, Coach Jessica Kern, she had a stretch there. Team had won 3 out of 5, 2 out of 3, 4-21, 4-9 in the OVC. Last Saturday, won 57-31 at Eastern Kentucky, fell 89-65 to Belmont Wednesday, and had 3,800 plus, a record crowd for the Metro Schools student kids day. So it was a screaming madhouse at the Gentry Center this past Wednesday. Softball coach Andrea Browning team off to 1-4 start. They were down at the Sand Dollar Classic in Gulf Shores, Alabama last weekend. On Saturday, fell 5-0 to Western, 9-0 to South Alabama. But Sunday beat Florida A&M 4-3. They're off this weekend before competing in the Tennessee Invitational February 23rd and 24th up in Knoxville. Men's tennis 4-3 last Saturday, swept Mississippi Valley State this coming Friday at Hadley Park hosting North Dakota State. Women's tennis 4-2 last Saturday, swept Mississippi Valley State, and they're off until March 1st against Western Kentucky. Men's track and field, Coach Chandra Cheeseborough-Geis. Her men's and women's track and field teams off, and they will be back in action this coming Friday and Saturday at the OVC Indoor Championships down in Birmingham, Alabama. And one of their best chances is, well, get this, for three times this season, six times overall in his two seasons at Tennessee State, sophomore Arlazon Brumfield has been named the OVC Track and Field Male Athlete of the Week. And last weekend, he had two first-place finishes up in the Hoosier Hills Classic at Indiana University. So first in the triple jump with a meet and a personal record and best of the OVC so far, then also first in the long jump as well. And Arlazon is joining us this morning. Good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you just wake up and jump out of bed?
No. I actually dread going to practice some morning.
You know, it always interests me. By the way, congratulations on the success you're having. Tell me about what happened last week. You won the triple jump with a meet and personal record, 52.02, and then that was the first in the OVC. Then here you win the long jump as well, another personal best. And it just seems like you're hitting your stride right now. Tell me about what's happening with you right now.
Well, I actually am hitting my stride right now. Me and my coach have been working on a new run-up on the runway. I've been working on that. I've been doing a lot more extra stuff at practice, just working a little harder. You know, I got to treat every year like it's my senior year. Otherwise, I'm just wasting my time.
Well, and you talk about the run-up. Let's talk about each one of them. Do you know how many steps you will take on the run-up before you hit your mark?
No, we have penny steps for before we get to the board, but I don't know how many actual steps I'm taking as I'm running down the runway.
Yeah. It amazing me, though, how you – I guess it becomes second nature with so much practice just to hit that mark without fouling.
Yeah, you actually like have a feeling you know when you're going to be on the board and when you're not. So you got to adjust as you run sometimes.
Do you know once you've jumped when you've nailed one? What does it feel like?
When the crowd goes, ooh, that's you really know you did something right there. You really know you did something when the crowd does that. But when I jumped at 52, I really wasn't expecting that. I was, I had the 200 right after. I was like, all right, jump this, go run the 200, and I'm gonna come back and jump some more. But when I jumped out, I was like, wow, I got to jump again. I'm just going to run this too and come back and be done. But that's exactly what happened. It felt great, though.
Well, and, you know, the expectations are OVC and beyond and everything. You like indoor? You like outdoor? Or does it make much difference?
It makes a huge difference. I like indoor more. I'm from Florida, so we didn't have that. And so this is new. But
yeah.
Jumping indoor, you don't have to deal with the weather. It's just all just air. So outdoor, you have to deal with the wind. It could be against or with you, and that adjusts your steps. You have to deal with sun, rain, all that. Bugs, all types of stuff.
Bugs.
Bugs.
I don't know. Who knows? Sometimes you get bugs indoors, too, but that's a whole nother story. Alderson Brumfield, he's a sophomore out of Jacksonville, Florida. You mentioned being from Florida. How much did Coach Cheese, your coach, of course, the gold medalist, multiple medalist in her time, back competing and everything in the Olympics, but she's from Jacksonville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how much of a connection was there between you and her with her being from Jacksonville?
It wasn't that much of a connection, but when I decided to come to Tennessee State, I did like kind of hear about her, but I kind of did hear about her. My dad kind of went to the same school, same area. We kind of grew up in the same area, the same neighborhood. So, he went to Rains and he transferred into there and went to the same high school she went to.
Yeah. How did you find out about Tennessee State?
I have family all over, so I was going to make sure I went to a school where I definitely had some resources to go to first. So I picked a school, and I picked two schools in each state that I had a family member in. And I heard Coach Cheese was here, and I was like, I want to work with a champion. So I decided to make sure this was the official option.
Arlizon Brumfield with us, sophomore, sprinter, jumper, the jumping part. You were the OVC Indoor Freshman of the Year, the OVC Indoor Co-Field Athlete of the Year. All of this is a freshman, on and on and on. Four OVC medals on the season, gold medals in the long jump and triple jump at the OVC. So everybody's gunning for you. Do you sense that? Because you're the defending champion.
You get to that board and you get on the line, you can't really think about that. Anything can happen. So you just got to do your best at each meet. You could be on or you could be off. Just got to do your best and don't let that get to your head.
Well, and also, but you said you run, what do you run, some relays, right?
4x1, 4x4, and 2.
Which legs?
4x4, I'm the second. 4x1, I'm the anchor.
You like that? I mean, that's obviously that's quite a bit different, obviously, because you're now working in tandem, the exchange and all of that, and that's you're working basically as a unit.
Last year the 4x1s was probably like the funnest thing we could ever do. Last year in the OVC conference, we were in second place, neck and neck, and I was running down with the baton, and I caught the dude at the last second before the finish line. Coach Cheese was so happy. She like actually hurt herself jumping for joy. Like, ice. It was funny.
How do you? I guess it just takes practice, right, to work on that exchange, and you want to be consistent with the person you're handing it off to, and vice versa. That way, you get that rhythm going, I guess. But I mean, that just takes a lot of work. How do you go about practicing the exchange?
Man, it's honestly just trust. You got to know that they're going to put that baton in your hand and not move your hand at all. You have to know, and they have to know where your hand is and where the baton is. You just have to feel it. You don't trust them, I mean, why are they your teammates?
Arlizan Brumfield with us. He is a sophomore standout in track and field, certainly one of the premier athletes in the High Valley Conference. I know everybody dreams big, but I know last year you qualified as a true freshman at for the NCAA East preliminary round during the outdoor season, and I guess that's the goal, right, as you get back into the outdoor, is just see how far up that NCAA ladder you can go.
Yes, indeed. I'm trying to go to region. I'm trying to go to Oregon this year.
What is it? The triple jump, the long jump? Which is your strength, or both?
Triple jump. Triple jump is definitely the move. Definitely my favorite of that.
But that's the most difficult. Tell me, I marvel at the steps that are taken. Tell me how you practice that and that you know you're practicing properly, because I guess you have to have somebody watching you, right, that knows exactly what you're doing and how to tweak that.
Oh, my coach, his name is Coach Rachel. He does a phenomenal job at observing and critiquing any little thing. We work on every single phase over and over and over again. We work on every detail you can possibly do. We just caught that my run-up was weird. Like, I was crossing over as I was running, and we just fixed that. So now, like, we got piston engine going right now.
Hey, it says here you're majoring – you major in interior design. What do you want to do with that?
I want to do wall plannings, building plannings, furniture planning. You could design furniture. I didn't even know you could design furniture with interior design major. I could be making, like, the next couch in the next 20 years if I wanted to. But I definitely want to do that, design like a couple of hotels, Orleans and stuff. A couple art museums, definitely. Just anything.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Anything I can get my hands on.
Arlizan Brumfield has been our guest this morning, TSU. He is the defending OVC indoor long jump and triple jump champion. He goes to defend those titles this coming weekend in Birmingham. Arlizan, appreciate you, man. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. Just the numbers that he's put up already in just 2 years. And you got to think, as his growth goes, you got to be thinking Olympic trials somewhere down the road. Just a sophomore out of Jacksonville, Florida High School. We're going to be back and wrap it up. It is University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java on Nashville Sports Radio.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food, like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com. Consult.com.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
When looking at schools for my MBA, I found that affordability and flexibility were most important for me. At Trevecca University, I found exactly what I was looking for. With no GMAT required, I was able to jump right into classes with a wide variety of students that enhanced my learning. My professors were readily available, and the small class sizes created a great environment for me to learn and grow.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Bongo Java right here. Got a few more moments. Get out and see some basketball in the area or whatever. Just follow the teams on the radio. What might, whatever that is. Trevecca, a doubleheader up at Malone University today, then back home with a doubleheader Thursday at Trojan Fieldhouse against Alderson Broadus, and a doubleheader Davis and Elkins next Saturday for the men and the women as well. You've got Lewis University in baseball. Also softball today is out in Hendersonville hosting the Music City Invitational at noon today. They got Davenport University, and then at 2 o'clock today, Missouri University S&T. And, of course, the men and women track and field team for Trevecca off of this last weekend of the Bulldog Invitational off this week, but this coming Friday and next Saturday at the GMAC Championships for the men and the women hosted by the University of Findlay up in Ohio. TSU men and women are down at Jacksonville State for a doubleheader tonight, 5 and 7 o'clock. We'll broadcast the men's game tonight on 102.1 FM. Greg Pogue, myself, and Albert Dawson. And then there are home doubleheaders this coming Thursday and Saturday. As a matter of fact, the last two home games of the regular season, 5:30 women, 7:30 men, Thursday SIUE, and then next Saturday Eastern Illinois. And that Eastern Illinois, the senior night, is also the 20th annual courtside dining event. I do believe there's a few table sponsorships available for that. You can just go to TSUTigers.com to find out all about that as well. And again, throughout the OVC is after today, only two more weeks, four games remain in OVC play, and then 3 weeks out up in Evansville, and the top eight teams for the men and the women will advance to the OVC Championships, and certainly a lot of jockeying going on right for those last four spots. The top four spots look to be pretty secure on each side, but certainly those five through eight spots are totally up for grabs and will be decided here down the stretch. Doubleheaders today. UT Martin at SIUE, Southeast Missouri at Eastern Illinois, Austin Peay at Morehead State, Murray State at Eastern Kentucky, as I mentioned, TSU at Jacksonville State, and then Belmont at Tennessee Tech tonight as well. So those OVC doubleheaders throughout the league. And as I mentioned, it is after today, only two more weeks in the regular season, four games left before we decide who goes up to Evansville with that. Some programming reminder coming up next, Forever March with Blake Lovell, Zach Williams, and Jonathan Jarre. Also tonight, well, we got Vanderbilt baseball. Congratulations to the Commodores. The Vandy boys beat Virginia yesterday in the first game of the MLB 4 baseball tournament going on out at Scottsdale, Arizona, put on by Major League Baseball. And how cool was it that the very first televised nationally baseball game was kicked off by Vanderbilt yesterday in that win over Virginia. 2 o'clock, Vanderbilt will play Cal State Fullerton. We have that game. And then tonight, 8:45, a little college basketball for you, UCLA and Stanford. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, it is the TSU Basketball Coaches Show with Penny Collins and Jessica Kern. And then we have Vanderbilt at noon, Vanderbilt Baseball, still in that tournament out in Scottsdale, TCU at noon today. And then Vanderbilt Women, we have their game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, 4:50 for that as well. So anyway, University Showcase, just check out all your local listings throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. Go to ovcsports.com. You could also go to tnutrojans.com to find out all about the social media platforms, and also tsutigers.com as well. And coming up next, our one-on-one with Greg Pogue is going to be, well, are you former yet? Former? He's about to be former sports editor, or whatever his Tennessee USA Today title is, or was, but he's moving up to USA Today. He's going to be in charge of USA Today Sports, not only the USA Today national publication, but all of the Gannett Sports properties nationwide, some 500 employees, I understand. Dave Ammonhoser will be here. I'm the only one that gets it right, right? Dave Ammonhoser will be here coming up next hour, right here from Bongo Java.